If you walk through the streets of a Conejo Valley neighborhood, you might hear some faint music coming from a home. But when you step through the front door, you realize that it's live. Sean Alexander of Thousand Oaks is a promising young trumpet player, hoping for a career as a professional musician with an orchestra.
I'm 22 years old. I went to Thousand Oaks High School for 2 years, and then the Interlochen Arts Academy boarding school in Michigan for my junior and senior year of high school. I just finished my undergrad at Manhattan School of Music, and I will be continuing my studies, graduate school at Manhattan School of Music, orchestral performance.
He's been a part of music institutes in Aspen and with the National Symphony, and even performed at New York's Carnegie Hall. But getting to that professional career means hours and hours of practice every single day. That normally wouldn't be an issue, but with coronavirus and everyone working from home, there's no escape for his family.
Absolutely not. Everyone can hear me play in this house. The atrium, doesn't matter where I go. Currently, I practice in the bathroom. But still, it echoes all throughout. Trumpet is very unforgiving. If you take off a few days, your muscles just get super weak, and you have to play every day.
Sean's father, Chris Alexander, says it's been a bit of a balancing act. He works in the defense industry and works from home.
It's been quite an adjustment, only because we're all relegated to our homes again, right? Working with COVID, it's now necessitated working out of our homes, so we're all kind of battling for space. Sean's practicing at different levels of the house. I'm trying to work. I'm trying to coordinate conference calls in between his practice sessions or his recording sessions. It's been quite a challenge, but all good.
This is what it sounds like when Sean practices in his improvised studio, the bathroom. He says not being able to practice with others has been challenging, but out of the lockdown and isolation has come a unique original arrangement of a song featuring nothing but trumpets. In fact, it features six trumpets, all played by him.
I watched the movie Howl's Moving Castle, and I was so inspired by the music. It's beautiful, Joe Hisaishi's music, that I decided to record six of me playing the music, I arranged it, and I recorded six of me playing it, and that way, I'm not just playing alone. I mean, during quarantine, it gets really boring just playing by yourself, so that was really fun. It kept me happy, and it kept me sane playing with me, playing with other versions of me.
This is what the finished piece sounds like. Sean admits it was a challenge.
Listening to yourself is really difficult. I'm always critiquing myself. It was hard. It took a pretty long time to put that project together. There's really no music written for six trumpets. Barely any exists. So there's music for four trumpets. So pretty much I went online, I found the score, Howl's Moving Castle, and I just arranged it and recorded one track. And then I would listen back and go, okay, it needs this. And I'd record another one, and I'd keep editing it and being like, what else is it missing from the original piece?
Playing the trumpet is a dream come true for the 22-year-old. His older brother played the saxophone, but he says his mom had other ideas.
My mom wanted me to play piano. She wanted me to start on piano, but I was very resistant. I just said, no. I kept always saying, no, absolutely not. I'm not learning the piano. My mom's brother, he had a very old trumpet from like the 1970s that he gave to me. I went crazy. I remember the first day I had that trumpet when my mom was doing some errands. I was in the back seat and I held the trumpet out of the car window and I was playing out the window all day.
You can listen to Sean's original arrangement of The Merry-Go-Round of Life by going to our website, kclu.org. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.